Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Howdy doody all. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is December 15th, 2015. All that best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. All right, kicking things off with a little bit of news that's happening around the UK, and this all has to do with the government right now and Google. And no, it's not what you're thinking about. Yeah, they want information and all this stuff. No. This all has to do with driverless cars. In fact, Google and the UK government have met up 5 different times to discuss driverless cars. This is all according to documents that were obtained by The Telegraph. So what have these meetings exactly been about? Well, of course, the documents that have been released haven't really stated what they're all about, but it shows that things are going very positive between the two. In fact, Google said in one of the documents that the UK is one of the best places and in position to see an example of the best practices when it comes to driverless cars. So UK residents, if you're into the new driverless technology, it's a good thing. Let's just hope that it all stays about self-driving cars between Google and the government, right? Right? You know what I'm saying? When's the last time you bought a Toshiba television? It's been a while, hasn't it? Yeah, I don't think I've ever bought one. In fact, I don't think a lot of people have been buying Toshiba television, so little in fact that Toshiba's actually considering selling its TV business. And yes, this is all due to financial struggles. In fact, the company is likely to sell its Indonesian-based plant to improve its forecast for 2016. But it looks like if that ain't enough, yeah, you might be saying bye-bye to Toshiba on your television plastic little area at the bottom there, yeah. It's also been reported that Toshiba is actually intending to ask several hundred of its employees, would you mind taking some early retirement? Thank you. Doesn't sound like 2016 is going to be a good year for Toshiba. Okay, you might remember a few weeks ago we reported about Microsoft taking away your free storage if you're a OneDrive user. Yeah, that ticked a lot of people off. So much, in fact, they all vented their frustration on the Microsoft forums. Believe it or not, Microsoft has actually taken notice of this. So Microsoft, since it's the season of giving, they're going to allow you to actually keep that storage, but you've got a little trick to it. Mind you, that trick, you've only got till January 31st to get this thing done. You need to head on over to preview.onedrive.com/bonus if you want to keep your free storage. Mind you also, though, it's not just for the free users. If you had a terabyte and then they upgraded that to that unlimited thing and then you got pissed because they weren't going to give you that unlimited anymore, well, this could apply to you too. In fact, it's really, really simple to do. Just go to the page, say, I want to keep my free storage, sell your soul basically to Microsoft, and then you're good to go. All right, we all know and love our smartphones. As a given thing, it's by our side 24/7. Another thing that's probably by our side 24/7 too, particularly for a heavy user, is probably a battery pack, or in Apple's case, a friggin' ugly case. Wouldn't it be nice not to drag that extra crap around? Well, this cell phone might be for all of us. Maybe. How would you like to have a smartphone that had 10-day battery life? Nope, not kidding about this one. The maker is called Accutel, and it's the upcoming K10,000 model that we're all talking about. Supposedly having a whopping 10,000 milliamp hour battery. The company's actually saying it could last up to 15 days if you're a light user. I know what you're thinking. Okay, what the heck is the catch with this? You're looking at a quad-core 1 gigahertz MediaTek processor. Yeah, not that great. 720p 5.5-inch screen. 8-megapixel rear camera. 2-megapixel front camera. Yeah. And 16 gigabytes of expandable storage. Also, you're going to be limited to 3G on the thing. You want fast speed like LTE? No, that ain't gonna happen. But if battery life is the most important thing to you, and this might just fit the bill, just get $240 ready by January 21st, because that's when the phone is supposedly be dropping around. And finally, now we're not even going to try and call Santa Claus today. You want to know why? Well, because Santa actually used email. Yeah, he emailed me, let me know he's so sorry again. Blah, 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 blah. Apparently, according to Santa, one of the reindeers has got the major shits. We'll just put it that way. He went into a little more detail. I don't want to go with more detail to you here. So he said, if I wouldn't mind to cover crap for Christmas yet again today, and it could be even tomorrow too, who knows how long Rudolph is going to be sick for. So yes, I have your crap for Christmas yet again for you today, and this one is all about for those cat lovers out there. I myself, yes, I'm a cat lover. I got two little rascals, but I don't think there's any way in hell I get this for them. It is the inflatable unicorn for cats. Yes, it is exactly what you're thinking. It's the little unicorn thingy, and you stick it on their head. According to the product description, you can turn your cat into a creature of mystery or evil, depending how they feel about this thing upon their head. Apparently, the thing has a four-point elastic strip system that actually holds that horn in place, so it's comfortable on your cat's head. Yeah, right. They even go on to say it's the perfect thing of giving your feline friend a big makeover. So how much is this thing going to set you back for Christmas? Well, £6.99. Or heck, if you got more cats than just one, get three for £18. It's really up to you how much money you want to waste. The inflatable unicorn horn for cats can be found at IWantOneOfThose.com. So if you're in the mood to give your cat a very crappy Christmas, this is the perfect thing for them. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is the website. Check it out over there for all the great BTN shows. Big Show, Mac Show. Speaking of the Big Show, you got to check out the latest Big Show. Ewan and the gang, well, pretty much just Ewan. I won't say the gang, just Ewan. He's a little, yeah, he's like Santa. Yeah, except without the beard. It's a two-parter. Go download it. It's a load of fun. Also, other shows over there, of course, the Gamer Show, the Pocket Show, and the Guitar Show. And so many others. Of course, the news show's over there, too. Yeah, but you knew that already. You're listening to us right now. If you want to know what's going on around British Tech, you can follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can be part of our Slack community, too. Just go to slack.com and then key in British Tech. And then, they're pretty much easy to go there. Join our Slack room over there. Great community going on over there. It's a lot more friendlier than all those trolls and crap on Twitter that you have to run into. It's all BTN all the time over there. As for the news show, well, yes, we'll be back tomorrow for your hump day edition, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Tuesday is going well for you, and thank you as always for listening.